We want to worship the God. Amen. That it's all about. So let's get into the Word of God. John chapter 6. There's a familiar passage in John chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. I'll be reading, I think, from King James, looks like today. John chapter 6 and verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 14. It's all of you in the house this morning. John chapter 6, beginning at verse 1, says, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said, Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the man sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciple to those sitting down, and likewise the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, so nothing is lost. Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments of 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world. Amen. Amen. Ask a blessing to those readers, hearers, and those who follow and take the final step of doing God's word. I want to use for a title this morning, The Gospel of Our Little. The Gospel of Our Little. The good news about our little. I'm glad that there is good news about our little.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us may not have a lot. But everybody got a little.
All right.
And I'm just here to tell you some good news about the little that God has entrusted to you. Don't feel bad because you got a little.
Right.
Right.
Because I want to tell you, It's good to have them a little. And that's kind of what we want to talk about today. Let me just set a little context, for today. This Gospel of John, each of the Gospels has a purpose. Matthew presents, or shows us, when I say by purpose, I mean it shows us different facets of God. Matthew shows us different facets of Christ. Matthew shows us that Christ is King, the Messiah.
All right.
Amen. Mark shows us him as a servant. Luke shows us him as a man. And John shows us him as God. And one of the ways that John shows us Jesus as God, as he tries to fulfill the purpose in his purpose in the book of John, is by showing us seven miracles or signs. And each of these miracles point to Christ being God. In chapter 2, he shows us Jesus changing water into wine. In chapter 4, he shows the healing of the royal official's son. In chapter 5, the healing of the paralyzed man at the pool. In chapter 6, what we are looking at today, the feeding of the 5,000. In chapter 6, at the end, the walking on the water. In chapter 9, the healing of a man born blind. And in chapter 11, the resurrection of Lazarus. Those seven miracles help John accomplish his purpose of us believing in Christ and then being saved and having eternal life through that belief. So that's the context. Those seven things are showing us the deity, or that Christ is God, or that we can put our faith in Christ because of what God is, who he is, and seeing the Father work through him. Okay, so now let's look at this situation. Christ has been working miracles. He's been working miracles, and he's kind of taking a little break from the crowd, and he comes out, and it's a time of a festival, and he comes out, and a crowd has heard about him, and they gather. And it's a big crowd. It says it was 5,000 men. We don't know, they didn't count, so we don't know how many women and children.
Right.
You know, so the crowd could have been 7,000 or 10,000. We don't know how many women and children it was. But it was a big crowd.
Yeah.
And Christ looks out at the crowd and says to his disciples, notice the question. Where can we get food for the crowd? He realized that the crowd may have been, a little famished or hungry. And he says, where can we get food for the crowd?
Verse 6.
But now, verse 6 says, but this he said to test him. For he himself knew what he would do. Now listen, that's 7. Philip answered, 200. Philip said, I done looked in the church.
Right.
I done looked at the financials. I done looked at a savings account. And Jesus, we got about 200 denarii. But 200 denarii, if we bought bread with the 200, it wouldn't be enough to feed the crowd. But he was answering a question that Jesus hadn't asked.
Right.
Jesus didn't ask how much we had in the church.
He said,
he didn't ask for a treasury report. He didn't ask for the company's financial.
Right.
He didn't ask, where can we
right.
go to get the food?
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes we try to answer questions in our life that Jesus hadn't even asked.
Ouch. Amen.
Or when Jesus, amen, has a plan for our lives, amen, we come to Jesus with an excuse.
Right. Right.
With an excuse.
And with a plan.
And he already got a plan. I'm just going to test him. And he didn't pass the test because he didn't get the right answer. Because that wasn't even... If you don't get the right answer, you have to at least understand the question. If you don't read the question, the question wasn't how much we got it.
Right.
Because the question is, he didn't say, do we have enough? He didn't ask that. He just asked, where can we go to get what we need? That's all he asked. And then, so when he has a plan for our lives, Jesus never asks how much you have.
Amen.
Because you may just have a little.
Right.
But the good news is you don't need but a little.
Right.
He didn't have to ask how much they had in the treasury. Because he already knew. He already knew where it was. He just was. Are you paying attention to the question I'm asking? He said, Lord, we ain't got nothing to feed all these. It's too little. We don't have. We got a little, Jesus. But we don't have enough for all of these. But in verse
1.
That's number one. That's my number one point. Young people and older people. God already has a plan for your little.
Right.
You may not have but a little, but God has a plan for your little. I'm glad God don't have a plan for my lot, because I don't have a lot yet.
Yeah.
I may have a lot one day, but right now I got a little. But I can't get discouraged because of my little, because God has a plan
for it. Amen.
He said, amen. He said, you already know what he's going to do. I'm just going to text him. I'm just going to text him. I already know what I'm going to do.
All right.
I'm just going to see if they're ready. All right. I'm just
going
to see if they got the right mindset.
All right.
And he didn't pass the text because he's going to talk about how little he is. God has a plan for your little. Secondly, look at this. Philip answered 200 denarii, that every one of them may have a little. He said, that ain't enough for everybody to get a little bit. Verse 8, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, now y'all remember Andrew? Andrew was the one that found Jesus for his Messiah and told Peter about it. Andrew did not talk a lot, but Andrew was about a lot. He said, hey, Jesus, there is a lad, a little fella, who had 5 barley loaves. Barley loaf, you know, it's like a pancake. He got 5 pancakes. And a couple of fish.
Oh,
yeah. Bought a little lunch. Called his mom. You know, his mom. Mom, I'm going to go. Because, you know, everybody said they're going to see Jesus. Because Jesus is working miracles. So I'm going to go. Okay, I'm going to go down here and listen to what Jesus got to say. Mom said, how long y'all going to be? don't know, mama said, they've been gathering ever since this morning. He said, wait a minute, let me fix you some lunch. Mama fixed him a little lunch. He got his pancakes in his feet. Hey, boy, this is lunch now. Don't take down that. Now, Jesus is looking for some way to feed the multitude. The little boy got his lunch. Now, you know, some of y'all will be wrong.
Yes.
We're looking for trying to figure out how we're going to feed the multitude. And the little boy pounds around. Look at how we're going to feed all these people. Now, if there were some of y'all had y'all little lunch out there.
Yes.
I'm all right, huh?
Well,
and I got my. Shoot, they ain't be looking around at me. That's all I got, disease. I just got enough for me. You've been trying to pick. I don't have enough for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't have but like five pancakes. They don't kind of little pancakes. They ain't like no, you know, them pancakes that do no flapjack.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna pick that pancake, it's little pancake.
Yeah.
And then two little fish by size sardine.
Yeah.
He bad. But now, it's not explicit, but it's implicit. That this young lad, rather than hiding it for himself.
Right. Amen.
I don't know. Well, Lord, I don't know. You feed me. I don't need all this.
I don't know what
you can
do with it.
For Jesus.
Yeah.
I want to make my contribution.
Yeah.
All right. I ain't got but a little.
All right.
Andrew. Sir?
Yeah.
You know, Andrew, they told me you're the one to leave. They told me to come see you. I got this little lump my mama fixed for me.
Yeah.
It's got like five pancakes.
Yeah.
Two fish. Could you go and see if Jesus could use this?
All right.
He had a look.
Yeah.
That's the good news here.
Yeah.
Your love is not too little.
Yeah.
Oh, if somebody missed it.
Yeah.
Your little is not. Because sometimes the assignment that Christ gives you, the enemy will say, your little is too little.
That's real.
Don't waste your time. Jesus can't use that. You're not smart enough. You're not handsome or beautiful enough. You don't have enough money. You come from the wrong neighborhood. Your skin is the wrong color.
Yeah.
The enemy would say he cannot use you.
Yeah.
He can use your little. You're too young. Too small. He can't use you. You don't have enough money in the bank. He's calling you to do something. In the enemy office, you don't have enough. Your little is too little. The good news is, Christ is telling us this morning through this passage, your love is not
right.
Too little.
Right.
God has a plan, a dream, a vision for your life. In the way that God, the way you can tell it's a God thing, is because it's all, when you look at something that God gives you to do, it's going to, and you look at what you have, it's going to always be like you got too little.
Yeah, always. Right?
If you got enough to do what your dream is, it's not from God.
All right. Yeah.
If you got enough to accomplish your vision, that's not a vision from God. Because God always gives you a vision that's going to grow. That you just can't walk into, you have to grow into. So the vision always has to be more than you have now.
Because
He wants to challenge you and grow you into that vision. So His vision is always too big. And it's going to always seem like you... what you have is too little. That's why you know it's a God thing. And that's how I know You can't fit what God's plan is for your life. You can see Cornelius and Saul that they needed food. He was bringing his little part to the party. The way you know God's plan for your life is because he leads by the needs.
Oh,
okay, all right.
The way he leads you is you see the need. If you're the one that see the need, it might be the way he's leading you to meet the need. Because everybody ain't going to see the need.
Right.
Everybody ain't going to see a need for things. But if he lets you see the need, he's leading you often to meet the need. Oh, I see a need for that. But then you'll say, wow, I don't have the adequate resources to meet the need. God said, it's all right.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you how much to have.
Yeah.
I just want you to see. I want you, but do you know where to go?
Yes, right.
That's the point. He's going to show you something bigger than you. And then he don't want you to say, I ain't got enough. Because he didn't ask you, where you got enough. He asked you, where can I go?
Yeah.
And we say, I don't have enough. Wait a minute. I don't have enough, but I do know where to go.
Right, right. Yeah.
There's a need.
Yeah.
I think he's leading me by the need. I don't have adequate resources, but where do I go? Because he's trying to teach you when the need exceeds what you have, then you need to come to me.
Right.
Yeah. That's the good news about having a little. When the need exceeds, you come to me. Because I'm enough.
Yeah.
He's always. He's always enough.
Right.
Your little is not too little. All right, listen. Okay, so you get the boy bring it. They bring the little lunch. Jesus takes the little lunch. They got three food. I wish I would have had time to get two fish. Then the Bible says he gives thanks.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Jesus. You give thanks over what's not enough? It's not enough, but Jesus gives thanks.
Yeah.
It's not enough to do the job, but he gives
thanks. Yeah.
Y'all understand that?
Amen.
It's not enough, but he still gives
thanks in advance. Yeah.
When you don't have enough.
Come on now.
Anybody in there ever been in a situation? I know y'all all had enough. But sometimes when you don't have enough, sometimes when you don't have enough for lunch, just thank God that you had a little breakfast. Sometimes when you don't have enough for three meals, but you got enough for one sandwich, just thank God for the one sandwich you got. Anybody here never had enough? If you don't have, amen, if you don't have 10 suits, just thank God you got one suit.
Right.
If you ain't got one suit, thank you for the jeans you got.
Right.
If you ain't got no daughter, thank you for the payday. Thank him anyhow.
Right.
Thank him when it's not enough. Jesus said, Lord, it's not enough. This is not enough. But I'm going to thank you.
Because
I want to tell you good news. If you are thinking when it's not enough.
Come on now.
The end of the story is more than enough.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had a witness in this.
Right.
If you are thanking him when it's not enough and appreciate what God in the back. Sunroof top.
Yeah.
All right. Digging the seam with a gangster lid. But yes, be thankful.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. Somebody. You can still stand. Don't you bow down. You can still stand tall. Just be thankful. You be thankful for the hoop.
Spam,
Then who would say?
Come on down. Yeah.
Yeah. You got who would say when you're in the tank? Oh, I wish I had a witness.
Yes,
y'all don't want to be real.
Yes,
man, then y'all didn't come from the hood. Y'all like this. Y'all grew y'all on food. But I was in the hood. Let me move on. The good news, if you thank him when there's not enough, one day it'll be more than enough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, I wish I had a witness in here.
Yes, sir.
Fourthly, if you will give God your little, because the good news is God plans to do a lot with your little.
Right.
God got a plan. He said, I plan to do a lot with your little.
Thank you in advance, God. Thank you.
Let's give it to him. Your plan is doing my way. He already knows the bus will come.
Yeah.
It didn't catch him by surprise. Jesus was waiting on him. Because he was involved in it. Jesus, amen, already knew that the mama was going to give the boy lunch. And Jesus already knew what was in the lunch. And Jesus already knew that the little lad was going to get a lunch to Andrew. He already knew all that. And he already knew. He already had a plan for that little lunch.
Thank you.
He took that little lunch.
Gave
five pancakes.
Yeah.
Two fish. Gave thanks to God.
Yeah.
Then he broke. Then he thought, sit everybody down.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is. You got to sit everybody down and organize.
Right.
Because if you don't organize things, somebody try to get more. You know how folks, all the greedy folks going to come up front. It won't leave nothing for the people in the back. They want it all. So sit them down. We'll make sure everybody gets some. And it's this that they took, and Jesus got the breaking bread. Fish, and then get a little bit passing out. Probably 7,000-8,000 people passing out. Now imagine. This is how much they had.
Right.
And you feed 7,000-8,000 people.
Come on now.
How you feed 7,000-8,000 people with that?
But
yeah. Jesus got the blessing. Thank you, God. Praise God. Okay. Pass that out. I know how it is. When y'all get full of that chicken, they're going to get too full. to hear the word of God. Not only were they all full, but they had 12 baskets.
Come on down.
My God, my God.
Wait a minute. We thought they were full.
Yeah. Yeah.
5,000 men, but they the women and children all ate.
Yeah.
And started out with a lump, and now you got 12 baskets left over. Hey, hey, come here, come get some of this stuff and take it home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We ain't gonna leave all this out here. I'm getting waste out here. Y'all get some of this. Cause some of y'all, hey, hey, little boy, thank you for your lunch. Now you get one of these back and take it home to your mama.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you see him going home with it? Mama? You remember that lunch you gave me? I gave it to Jesus.
Yeah. He took my
liver.
Yeah.
I gave that lunch you gave me to Jesus.
Yeah.
That lump that I had.
Yeah.
Hold on, I was over there. I don't know how many, because when I came in the town, well.
Yeah.
But all I know was there, look what he gave me back. Come on.
Yeah.
I got a whole basket full of stuff.
Yeah.
This is them tonight. Yeah. Yeah.
Breakfast tomorrow. Well, he gave you all that. Let me call me.
Right.
Wait a minute. We can't hear all that.
Right.
Let me go next door and see somebody. Hey.
Right.
Look what Jesus did.
Yeah.
Come on over. We can't hear all this. Come on over.
That's real.
What are you doing?
Yes.
He will take a little.
Yeah.
And do amazing. That's the gospel. That's the good news about your little life. I know you came well. I ain't got before, oh Lord. I'm so wish I had more. I just got a little. And I'm trying to tell you, yeah, that's good news. You got a little.
Because
Jesus likes to use your little.
Right.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He likes to use your little. Let me get 3 points down. I'm going to cut this thing off. David. Just had a little slingshot.
Right.
The giant had a big shield.
Sure.
His shield was so big, he had to have somebody else to carry it.
Yeah.
When your shield was so big, he had to carry it. And then he had all the armor on. And David said, David tried on Saul's armor.
Right.
I can't even walk in this stuff. You know, I can't maneuver like I need to maneuver. So I can't wear this. Just give him a little slingshot.
Yeah, right.
And he took that little slingshot out.
Yeah.
And looked at it and went and slew.
Right.
A 9'9" giant.
Yeah.
Had a little experience.
Kept his weight up. Yeah. Yeah.
But had a little experience with big war.
Right.
Had a little experience.
Right.
He didn't have a 2 fight, but they were big fights.
Right.
Fought a bad in a line.
Right.
And he's a real, hey, yeah, Goliath, I got a little experience. But you don't know what my experience was with.
Yes, sir.
Go down.
And David, with that little same shot, took down the giant.
Yeah.
Remember that woman, that widow,
yes,
that single parent?
Right.
That Elijah went to?
Yeah.
Elijah, you know, God sent me here.
Yeah.
I know you don't have much. I know you just got a little. Can you give me some water? You don't wait to get water. Can you make me just a little cake? I don't need much. Just make me a little. She said, Elijah, me and the boy, we kind of, I don't know how to raise the water, but you know, we ain't got, I got a little flour.
My God.
And I got a little oil.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do, I think we're going to put that little oil and that little flour together.
And we're going
to die. We will eat that.
Come on now.
In my ears, baby, we're going to die.
Come on now.
But God can change your ears.
Yeah, he will. Yes, he will.
He said, you're going to trust him with your look.
Yeah.
Oh, she had it with
her.
So she made, well, I'm going to do what God said. She went and made a little cake for Elijah. Because Elijah, if you just give me that little cake, every time you go back, it's going to be fire.
Right.
Every time you go back,
right,
it's going to be all
right. Yeah.
It's dead. It's fire. God said, I can't use you. You got too much. You got too high.
Right.
I got to bring you down before I can use you.
Whoa.
But I don't want you to think it's all about you. Now, I don't get into really fit that system, but you know, Gideon started out with 30. Now, he's fighting against an army with 135,000 Midianites.
Yeah.
135,000 Midianites. Gideon only has 32,000.
Right.
He's already the underdog. I don't got 32,000, 35,000. It's going to be rough. But God, you said we can do it. I'm going. God said, well, man, you got 2 minutes. Because some of them, as soon as you get in the fight, they're going to run.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hey, listen here. 32,000 come up here. Any of y'all think about running when you first get in the fight? 22,000. Right, so I'm out of there. Y'all 22,000 going home.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had 10,000 left.
Yeah.
Went down and said, we're 30 to get water.
Well, they
still got some, you know, put your head down. You can't see your head all down in the water. Trying to drink water in. I don't need nobody. I need somebody got some sense how to fight.
Right.
You can't fight with your head all down in the water. Yeah. You need to bring the water up when you walk.
Because
you got to walk, fight, and pray.
Yeah.
You can't see the enemy coming because you consumed with your own selfish needs. I need somebody, amen, that's going to be on guard.
Yeah.
So he had sent another 9,700 home. Now he's at 300. A little 300 against 135,000. Somebody says it's too little.
That's right.
That's not enough,
yeah.
They got 135,000 people. You got 300?
Yeah.
300.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a sharp fight. And they were right, it was a sharp fight. But it wasn't 300.
Right.
That went down. Right. 135,000 went down.
Right.
Because God took the little 300 and defeated 135,000.
Amen.
Yeah.
God said, the good news is I want to use your little.
Yeah.
Because when I use your little, everybody going to see what you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good thing. That's the gospel of our little. Yeah. When he uses our little to do a lot, everybody knew it wasn't us.
Right.
It was God.
Yeah.
And God gave the glory.
Right.
Because our story becomes his story.
That's right.
Thank you. Amen.
And God gets maximum glory. I don't know about you. I don't have a lot. But I can say like a song. This little life. Oh, I wish I had it with you.
Yeah.
I don't have a great big light.
Yeah.
But this little light of mine.
Yeah.
You may not have a big giant kind of light that light up a whole stadium. But if you just got a good count.
Right.
Let your little candle shine.
Yeah.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go,
yeah.
I'm going to let it shine. Up and down the streets,
yeah.
I'm going to let it shine.
Yeah.
In my neighborhood,
yeah.
I'm going to let it shine.
Yeah.
Oh, in my home.
Yeah.
Oh, with your hat with me.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing to let it shine.
Yeah.
It's in your home.
Yeah.
A home for you got to live with every day.
Yeah.
When you're up and when you're down. But that this little life of mine, I'm going to let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it
shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Yeah.
I got a close. Musician coming now. But I want to tell you, I don't have a lot. The song said I come from a cold family.
Yeah.
I didn't have much. But the good news is, the Lord been good to me.
Yeah.
And anybody here?
Yeah.
And anybody here my Savior? I come from a poor family, didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Hasn't he been good? Hasn't he been good? And it ain't been good yet. You wait on God. I want to tell you now, you don't have to hook and crook. You don't have to steal, rob, cheat. You don't have to cling on a corner. I wish I had a witness in here. All you need to do is give God your word.
Thank you. Thank you.